If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You or your family and loved ones have decided to take a very bold step in making sure that you invest in your future. And as such, you looked at the JSC, the wide variety of companies that might have been available for you to invest in, and you put your money into these shares, hoping and, of course, being disciplined as an investor to make sure that you accrue not only capital appreciation, but dividends. But what happens should you or your loved one happen to pass away and perhaps not even see the fruits of your labor? This is where companies like the JSC are making efforts to make sure that they can track down owners of unclaimed dividends and make sure that the beneficiaries or the individuals who invested themselves are then able to track and trace any unclaimed dividends. To tell us more about this, we join on the line by Vuyo Lee, Director for Marketing and Corporate Affairs at the JSC. Vuyo, always a pleasure to speak to you.
Good evening, Gugu, and good evening, Kaya listeners. Thank you so much for having me on board today.
Always excited, especially when there's money on the table to talk about, right? But beyond that, it's the efforts that we're really going to get some insight into tonight. But let's just start with the 4.5 billion rand in unclaimed dividends that are held by listed companies today. Some might think, hold on, how does this even happen?
There are multiple ways this happens, Gugu. I think as a starting point, let's talk about education. Some people, when they purchase dividend shares, they're not aware that there are dividends due to them because not all companies pay dividends. So that's something that they need to look into. Some of them have actually forgotten they bought these shares. They bought them when there was a scheme a while ago. They bought those shares and then just promptly forgot about them. We have situations where people change banking details. So when the dividends get paid into the detail, into the banking account, it bounces back. Or where they send you communication about your dividends to your home and you've changed your home address without advising the issuer, then you become a lost shareholder. And what we are doing with this campaign is actually encouraging people to come forward, check their dividend status, find out whether they've got unclaimed dividends with the issuers that are participating. We've got about 19 registries that make up about 1.2 billion rand. So this is a real big chunk of the 4.5 billion, representing about 373,000 shareholders, which is a lot of shareholders, and this could make a profound impact on.
That's a lot of money to be distributed to many shareholders. And as you say, essentially, there's a system in place to make sure that we're able to track and trace many of these shareholders. How does it work?
So what we've done is we have built a portal for the issuers that are participating. So issuers are companies, to use a layman's term. They've provided us with a shareholder base, and on that we've built a portal where we've refined that information to actually see whether we can find additional information about those shareholders. We're very proud to say that we've managed to do an 86% match of the shareholders that are represented by the 19 registries I mentioned. So what shareholders can do is they can go to www.jse.co.za, so the JSE website. There's a portal there under Claim It, where they can put in the ID number and their details. And the portal will then have a response as to whether there is a probability that you have a dividend that's outstanding or not. And if not, we will ask you for more details just to double check that indeed you don't have a dividend. We also have a call center for those who prefer not to engage digitally. Our number is 011-713-0800. I'll repeat, 011-713-0800. And we've got a call center that is able to help you, to take you through the steps, including letting you know what kind of documentation that we need. We're very proud of this capability that we built, Google, because most of the reasons why people are not found is because we don't have details like ID numbers or addresses. But with this system that we've used with Baker Street, our partner, as I said earlier on, we've got 86%. So when people contact us, we are more often than not able to confirm their status as dividend holders.
But as you say, there's a process to follow. So I am on the website now. I see the big tagline, claim it. And essentially, there are prompts to follow to make sure that you are able to submit your details. But as you say, it's not just about punching in your ID number and it says, yes, Google, you have dividends due to you. There's processes and paperwork to submit to make sure that your detail and information is accurate. And more so, there's clarity in terms of the process. Maybe talk us through some of these steps.
Yes. So in order to process a claim for individuals, we will need a proof of ownership. And this is either be a statement that you have received, proof of address, and as well as banking details. If you don't have a proof of ownership, there is some other information that our call center will request from you. We also then have a separate process for estates, where we'll require the details of the executor of the estate. We will need a death certificate and essentially proof that you are indeed a beneficiary of this estate. So it's not a matter of you just saying, my uncle had shares, let me phone and see if I can get those shares. You have to be a legitimate shareholder and a legitimate rights holder of those dividends. So the basics are really about the proof of address, banking details, and ownership.
Got you. But as you say, if it does happen to be someone's dividends who has since passed away, and of course they might not even be a will and they passed away interstate, that does add to the complexity. And coupled with that, we or I might be a beneficiary or a shareholder and come forward and say, okay, well, this is my money as a flat value. The truth is there's still tax implications we need to be mindful of, right? So in these processes, there's several aspects as well to being an investor and the implications thereof and the responsibility that we need to be cognizant of.
Absolutely, Gugu. In South Africa, we have dividend withholding tax, which is 20%. So whatever your dividend is, let's say it was 1,000 Rand, then it would then translate into 800 Rand that gets paid into account. So as a consumer, you don't need to do anything from your side. It's already done from our side. And there is a lot of education around deceased estates because that's one area that is highly misunderstood. And what we found in our base of about 373,000 is that about 69,000 shareholders who have passed on and they've got estates. And what becomes important in this particular one with additional financial education is really the importance of having a will, because in the will, you are stating your wishes in terms of how your investments and how your hard-earned money and estate needs to be distributed. So we, as part of our process, we are embarking on an education drive on this particular issue of how you can claim for deceased estates, because that is the most complex one. However, I think we are encouraged by the fact that we have about 290,000 individual people out there who need to come forward and claim what's rightfully theirs.
Got you. If my math serves me correctly, that's about just shy of 20% of people there who have already passed on and are deceased, and their dividends do need to be claimed. The big question, as you've mentioned, the process is there, the steps are there. Nobody's trying to hold back your money, especially if you happen to be a rightful investor or even a beneficiary. But as we know, in the world that we live in, sometimes people get scammed. Sometimes people might find themselves falling foul of following the rules when it comes to investments. Help us understand why we need to trust the JSC on this one. And most importantly, the processes that have been implemented.
So we've gone through extensive work to make sure that we mitigate against fraud, because we do realize that it is the everyday reality of people in South Africa. The piece of work that we've done for a starting point is, to make sure that our processes are rigorous and we have the necessary documentation to make sure that we are paying the right person. And we do have certain remedies if, something goes wrong. And we have made some strides to actually manage that risk quite closely. Why the JSE? I think it's two reasons. One is the JSE is a very trusted brand. We have been around for 138 years. People know who we are. They know that we are not a fly by night. And we felt that if we take this campaign out underneath our brand, along with the esteemed issuers that are participating, because we've got very big issuers like Old Mutual, Naspers, Yebo Yetu, this is something that people can actually look at and trust. However, we've gone a step further where we said that this is an inbound campaign. So in the first phase of our campaign, you won't be hearing from us contacting you to say that you've got unclaimed dividends. You can appreciate that a lot of people receive WhatsApp saying, you know, if your surname is Lee, you might be a beneficiary of an estate, or you might have an unclaimed dividend, call this number. And it turns out that this number or this website is fraudulent. So we are embarking on more of an inbound campaign to encourage people to come and claim the dividends. Now, how do we actually go out and reach to these people? We've decided that it's important that this message comes from credible people in the South African society. And on the 10th of February, we'll be launching a marketing campaign out there presented by our brand ambassador, Lucas Radebe. Now, Lucas is a very well-known figure in South Africa. He's had an illustrious career in football, both in South Africa as the captain of the national squad, as well as playing internationally in the English Premier League for Leeds. And he is a person of incredible character. He does amazing work for charity. And he is somebody that's held in high esteem by the public. So we will be distributing our communication from the words of Lucas, who will be telling people about what this campaign is about, and also basically putting his name behind it to say, listen, trust me on this. You know, if you trusted me to take Bafana to the World Cup, you can actually trust me on this and claim it. And on that, it encourages people to actually come to us and follow the portal, contact our phone numbers as well. So we've done quite a lot, Gugu, in terms of really thinking about how we cut through the scam barrier and make sure that members of the public trust that we're a legitimate organization that has very good intentions to pay out the billions in unclaimed dividends.
100%. So important, because we know scammers are always on the lookout. As you've mentioned, the JSE won't call you. And even if you do receive any unsolicited calls, make sure that we actually check the portal ourselves, not only through the JSE, but also through the platforms that have been shared in the call center. Vuyo, we'll leave it there for today, but looking forward to hearing more updates in the months to come, especially on the progress for many investors who'd like feedback on checking their unclaimed dividends.
Thank you, Gugu, and I'd like to encourage the members of the public and Kaya listeners to claim it, please.
100%. There's money on the table. Yes, it might get taxed, but that's just part of the dynamic. But more than anything, it's really the benefits of having started your investment journey years ago and now reaping the benefits of dividends. A big thank you to my guest tonight, Vuyo Lee, Director for Marketing and Corporate Affairs at the JSE. I see that we do have a tweet here from one of our listeners, at Aleta Muloyi, who asks that we please reshare the portal URL with regards to the dividend checks. Here you go, Aleta. Firstly, go to the JSE's website, jse.co.za. There's a link as you get onto the landing page that says claim it. They'll follow through with various videos and ways for you to make sure that you can submit your details to double check if you have purchased dividends or that of a loved one. And there's processes that you can follow to claim it. If not, feel free to dial in this number, 011-713-0800. That's essentially where you can double check for proper prompts to make sure that you do qualify for these dividends and do have a claim on it. Remember your paperwork, proof of address, as well as your ID, just to make sure that we are really speaking to the actual beneficiary. But bear in mind, nobody's going to call you and say, hi, I'm Gugu, here to help you claim your unclaimed dividends. And then there's payments and the likes to be made. That would largely lead to a scam. Follow the number, use the JSE prompts, and feel free to verify the adequacy, just to make sure that there aren't any scammers in the background trying to take advantage of you. The process is there. You've got money on the table. 4.5 billion rands worth of it in unclaimed dividends that the JSE and its partners are trying to help make sure many South Africans can get their claim of their money. That's rightfully due to them.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.